Welcome to the River Church Podcast.
We're all about bringing the life, hope, and love of Jesus to everyone around us.
For more information, check out our website at river-church.uk.
Amen. Well, good morning, everyone. It's great to be together. So, yeah, we're in here, this room today, because we just wanted to do something different and try it out. So, you know, it may not all work. I'm going to struggle to see some people behind the column. Hello, over there behind the column. And we're trying it. We're giving it a go and seeing what it is like and getting some feedback on it. But the reason why we wanted to do it is to have a little bit more interaction with one another. You're round tables. You can talk to one another. And I'm going to give you lots of opportunities to do that this morning. But I want to start out with this question. I wonder if you've ever thought of this. If River Church could be recognised for one thing, what is that thing you'd want it to be? Have you ever thought of that question? Have you ever stopped to think, why do we exist as a church? What are we about? What are we here for? Maybe you think, hey, that's what Ian and the elders are supposed to figure out and tell us what to do. But actually, the reason why we're here and the reason why we're doing it in this room is because we think that everyone should be involved in this. We are together, a church together. And I'm going to go through this morning and explain a bit more about that, what it means to be a church together. But first, let's just take a few minutes with that question. There are a few sheets on the table and some pens. You may want to use them. You may want to use your phones. I know a lot of people will use their phones. But yeah, please do it. Maybe you might think, hey, there's a specific ministry or activity of the church that you think, hey, that should be a real priority. Maybe you think something like, you know, worship, prayer, evangelism, that's what River Church should be known for. Or maybe it's like a culture value. Maybe it's like being a welcoming church or being a multicultural church or something like that. Have a chat on your tables, write down some answers if you want, and yeah, I'll bring you back in a couple of minutes.
Right, I hope you've had some good discussions there. I'm going to sort of, bring them in, because we'll move on. But, this is not something to resolve this morning, but it's something maybe you might want to take away with you and think about. Yeah? So we're back to January. It's a time of reflection. You know, the hustle and bustle of December is all over and we're back into years. Everyone's gone back to work. Everyone's gone back to school, just about. But the thing is, you know, when we get back into, after a holiday period, we can get back into the ordinary. We can get back plugged into life as we know it, can't we? And we can get a bit sort of overwhelmed, I think, drowned in the ordinary of life. And it's really important, I think, to take moments to think, hey, what are we about? What am I about? What's my goals in life? Who am I trying to be? What am I trying to do in life? Where am I going? Because if you don't keep an eye on it, what happens is you drift. Do you know, at one point you think, your life, you get to some point in your life and you think, how did I end up here? And it's because there was a current. So if you've ever been on a small dinghy on the sea, you know that it gets taken away. It gets drifted by currents underneath. And we can end up like that if we don't kind of think about where we are and where we're headed. And that's personally, but it's also as a community. And so we need to take moments of reflection and think about what it is we're trying to achieve. You can't achieve anything if you don't set any goals. If you don't know, you know, what are you trying to achieve? You can't achieve anything. But also, you need to take time out to think, well, how are we going to get there? What's our stages from here to there? How am I going to get there? What do we need to do? So, yeah, we're here in the canteen. Sorry, I said canteen again. It means food, but we haven't got any food. Apologies for that. I do think, you know, we should have some snacks on the tables, really, shouldn't we? Okay. Hopefully, there's as much cheer about when I mentioned gospel and stuff like that, okay, as food. But yes, Thank you. But one of the things about reflection, right, here's a thing about reflection you need to know. You need humility. Because reflection, a taking time, says, hey, I'm not where I want to be. We're not where we want to be. Therefore, something's got to change. We're not doing things as well as we want to be. So actually, it's recognizing some of that personally and as a community. And that takes humility to do that well. It takes humility in yourself to recognize it. It also takes a lot of humility to verbalize it and say that out to people around you. So I just want to encourage you to have some of that this morning. But what sort of church should we be? What sort of church do we want to be? And if you think about churches, if you're someone that's been around a lot of different churches, or you think about churches that you know that have got names or brands out on the internet, they've been known for different things. You might know of as a church of a real community church, or a praying church, or a worshiping church, or things like that. And those are all good things. We should be, you know, welcoming. We should be a church that is praying and worshiping. But all of those things start with having godly ambition. You know, maybe you think that ambition is just a worldly term and you shouldn't have it. But there is a sense that we should have godly ambition. Paul writes to the Romans, to the group, the church in Romans, in Rome, he says, it has always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known. He had a passion, a desire, something that's put on his heart by God, a mission, and he's sent out, and he's like, that's what I'm about. That's what I'm doing. And our ambition as a church is to do that, to follow what God has put in us, to be the church that God wants us to be, which involves doing all the things that all churches should do. There are some things that every church should do and be, but it's also particular things about us, because we are here. It is us as in the room. We are here in Dartford and the surrounding areas, and this is the time. You know, it's not, we don't do the things that we used to do 20 years ago, or we will do 20 years in the future. Culture changes, people changes. And we wouldn't do the same thing as if we were in, you know, somewhere else in the world. We have a particular things that God has called us to do. What are those things? Well, ambition is not something that just flows down from the top, right? This church, we are not Tesla, we are not Apple, I am not Elon Musk, right, or Steve Jobs. It doesn't happen like that, nor are we an Old Testament people of God, right? I am not Moses or David, neither are any of the elders. We are elders and we are not CEOs or kings. We're shepherds and guardians of the gospel. And a big part of our role is to bring things together, to oversee, to weigh things against our biblical convictions about what God put in our hearts. But what it means is that ambition is a corporate thing. It's a community. It's a collaborative thing. We have been brought together as a body, and everyone is invited to get involved in ambition. So to answer the question, what are the particular things that we as a church and a site in Dartford are called to do? Well, it's in this room. It's looking about and seeing who is here. What are the things that are put on your heart and your heart and your heart, and how do we bring them together? Do you know, one of my biggest disappointments in church as a leader is when people drift away. You think, hey, you were doing so well. You came in to the church. You made some friends. I thought you made some friends. You started to get integrated. And then I turned around and it's like, you're not here anymore. What happened? Where did you go? Why did you drift away? And there's some, you know, sometimes there's good reasons and, you know, people actually move away and things like that. But I think it is mostly when people don't get plugged into church. They stay on the outskirts. It's the church I attend, not my church. And so they stay on the outskirts. They think it's not my responsibility to be part of church. It's not my responsibility to serve others, to encourage, to lift up others. It's someone else's, and I'm just there to consume church. And so, you know, I see people just drift away, and I think, what happened? Where did we go wrong? But one of my biggest joys as a leader is when people go, hey, I've got this passion about something. Can I do it? And so we as an eldership, one of our culture values as a church is let's just have a go, right? Let's just have a go. Let's see what God might do. So recently, where's Julie? She's at the back. Just said, we used to have a Saturday morning prayer meeting that went on for many years, and we stopped it because it was not many people were turning up. And she just came up to me and said, I've got real passion for prayer. I want to start this again. So we're going, how do we start it again? And it's like, that is so great. Because it's not resting on my shoulders to come up with anything, and nor should it. That's not what the Bible says. So, yeah, we get into some of that, but actually, so being a healthy body, being an ambitious, going after God, it starts with you. It starts with every one of us, and we need to cultivate healthy, godly lives around personal spiritual disciplines. Now, I've got a question too on the answer sheet. I'm actually not going to take some time to look at it. Maybe it's one you might think about and take away, but it's one that says, what one habit that you could form this year that will make a difference to your personal walk with God? Do you know, perhaps you've started Bible in a year already, or you've set a new time to pray, or you're thinking about, hey, I'm going to connect with this person to seek some wisdom, some discipleship, or maybe I'm going to serve someone else, I'm going to commit to that. Those are all great things that could advance your own discipleship, your walk with God. And I'm going to just encourage you, if you've not done that already this year, to think about it, do think about it. But what I want to look at, the remaining time that we've got, is how to be a healthy body, right? Because it means bringing all that God has given us individually into the church to build one another up. And I think, here's one thing about church, right? I think we go cheap when we call church a community. When we call church just a community, I think we go cheap. That's not prevalent in the New Testament. Some of the three images that are really prevalent in the New Testament about the church is it's a body. Who can take their arm off and put it on the floor? Who can take a bit of their body off and put it elsewhere and think, I don't need that? There's an image here. There's an image of being a holy temple, a building where we are living stones. What happens if you take a stone out from a middle of a house? It falls down. There's dependency upon one another. We are supposed to be integrated, leaning upon one another. And there's one about a household or a family, a really close-knit unit that's working, that's living together. Do you know the most common phrase to address one another in the New Testament? Brothers and sisters. Someone was telling me how another culture, I know Nigerian culture, right? Aunties and uncles, right? Everyone's aunties and uncles. My friend Gary was talking to me about South Asian culture where everyone is a cousin. Everyone's cousins. But in the church, we're brothers and sisters. I think that speaks to something about how we should relate to one another. Here's a quick quiz. Quick quiz. Four statements. I wonder whether you strongly agree, you know, or disagree about your life. I often spend time each week with people in my church family. I look to particular people in my church family to give me advice about life situations. When I go through hard times, people in my church family are among the first I reach out to. What about without my church family, my life would change dramatically? Where are you on that? How do they sit with you, those statements? Let's take a moment. Question 3 on your sheets. What one action could you take to build stronger relationships in the church this year? Maybe it's going to Connect Group for the first time. Maybe it's socializing with others. Maybe it's connecting with someone regularly in the weeks. Why don't you have a chat about it? Okay, brilliant. I hope they were good conversations. Let me bring it in. I'm gonna send you off for another conversation in just a second. So yeah, building relationships is a really key part of this being the body, being the temple, being the household, family of God. But the other side of it is that to have a godly ambition to see God glorified through telling people about Jesus and making disciples. Do you know one of the most famous verses in the New Testament for an evangelical church is what? Matthew 28. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to you. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." This is our mandate. I think as a church, as a people of God, this is kind of a summation of all of Jesus' teaching, but really, what are we supposed to be about? The Old Testament, the Israelites, they were supposed to be a light to the nations. They were supposed to demonstrate how people could live and work together as a community. And we're that extension of it. We are the new Israel that Paul says in Romans. We are the new people of God. And therefore, we have a commission. We should have Paul's ambition to preach Christ to everyone around us. So, thinking of the things that you said at the top, right? That you said, what would you want River Church to be known for? The last question on the sheet. Imagine you had more free time, right? I'm not asking this question that said, oh, you know, we are busy. Imagine you had all the time in the world. How would you use it to further God's mission through River Church? Maybe you might struggle to think how I make disciples. Do you know what? There's a bunch of leaders down in rooms there teaching new disciples every week out in kids' work and youth work. They get to do it on a sort of ground roots level. Hey, maybe you struggle about thinking, who can I talk to about Jesus? We've got an art event, haven't we, coming up? Bring some along. Introduce them to a friend here at church. They might have a conversation. We've got some evangelistic events that we're going to try and do in Easter. Maybe commit to something like that. There's loads of teams across the whole of church that you could be part of to be on mission together. Or maybe you have a passion for something that we don't do, or you don't know how to get fit into church. Talk about it on your table. Share your hearts with one another. See how you might get plugged in. Okay? Go for it. Okay, great. Let's bring it in. Let's bring it in. Where do I say that? Hello, everyone. Hopefully you had some good conversation on your tables, came up with some ideas. Hopefully there's some sort of passion and ambition sort of bubbling up there about what we could be. Do you know, back last month, I sort of had a few leaders from in the Dartford site. We gathered together talking about ambition for this year. And it's the funny thing is we didn't come up with a whole load of sort of event or something targets. We didn't come up with like a focus on, oh, we want to do this number of events. We want to, you know, see this number of people come into the church or anything like that, that you might do in a kind of, that's what you expect in a company or something. Instead, what we talked about and chatted was what it felt like to be in this church. We wanted it to feel like that anyone could walk in and just be integrated into the family. We talked about it feeling like we're on mission together. like that we all know what we're about and what we're supposed to be. And we're, you know, standing shoulder to shoulder, sort of moving forward. We felt like, we talked about the feeling that, hey, there's kind of a raw edge to church. That it's not the same every week. But there's a sense of God at work, and there's a kind of excitement that God is on the move and he's doing new things. There's a dynamism about following after God. And we talked about the feeling that I would love it, that the feeling like it's really hard to leave. Not that I've got your number, right, and I'm going to chase you down. But just that thing of like, it's really hard to leave because I've got deep relationships. I've got brothers and sisters in this church. And to leave and to go somewhere else is just going to be painful. And there are good reasons to leave. Hey, if God's calling you somewhere, hey, if you need to go somewhere for family or job and the rest of it, that's good. We can pray and send you. But just that sense that, hey, we are together. There is something different about us than just a community. Think back to the answers that you said at the start. What is their ambition for River Church to grow, to be all of what God wants us to be? And that's something that we need to own together. We need to be vocal about it. We need to be shouting, hey, Ian, can we do this? Not just me, there's Tilio here. We've got other elders as well, Q and Al, who are in Gravesend. But saying, hey, we want to do this. I want to do this. Can we do it? And so that we and the staff team, we can find out, we can work out how we can do that. I want to be on that journey with you all together. Because what we want to see Jesus' name lifted high, don't we? A banner across. That was a great song. I was like, we're doing a kid's song again. Anyway, yeah. But it just sort of comes back, doesn't it? We want to see Jesus' name lifted high. We want to be on that mission together. We're just going to finish with, I think we should just stand and just all pray out together and just go, hey, let's just give a big shout to say, God, we want to chase after you and that we want you to change us. Can we all do that together? Yeah? 1, 2, 3, go.